Selling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to anchor down. And listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. My name is Max Hurd. I'm your host. It is Friday, December the 18th, and as we shift from football season to basketball season, I'm happy to announce that we'll be starting a weekly Vanderbilt basketball player interview here on the podcast after we had a weekly Vanderbilt football player every midweek all fall season long. So we're going to switch over to basketball. We'll have players from both the men's and the women's teams, and we will start with the men's basketball team, who is already more than halfway through their non-conference season, had some cancellations, couldn't go up to the Champions Classic in Connecticut where they were scheduled to play UConn and then either BYU or Southern Cal, missed a couple of games, couldn't play for a few weeks because of COVID cases within the program, got back to action over this past weekend with a blowout win over Mississippi Valley State and then a loss to a top 25 team in Richmond, 78-67. That was on Wednesday at Memorial Gym, and they'll be back as we record this tomorrow night. That's Saturday night against Radford. And we're going to talk with one of Vanderbilt's four scorers. Yeah, they only had four guys score against Richmond. Not great, and something they'll be looking to fix. One of those four, the second leading scorer in the game for Vandy, was Jordan Wright, sophomore guard. Plays some guard, plays some forward. Played mostly the three in that game. 17 points, 7 rebounds, 7-8 shooting in the loss to Richmond. And you'll hear this from him, a game he wasn't even sure if he was going to play in at all after the team came back from their multi-week pause without a game. So get to know Jordan Wright and subscribe for our weekly Vanderbilt basketball player interviews coming your way over the next couple of months. The Anchored Out Podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Jordan Wright is our first weekly Vanderbilt basketball player guest. Jordan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What have these last few weeks been like in the Vanderbilt men's basketball program?
It's been extremely tough. I'd say just tough is the only word I can really say to describe. I mean, going days and or a week without touching the basketball is something that I don't think any of the guys have ever really done. So having everything paused and postponed was definitely a challenge for us. But I think we've adjusted well.
When you guys find out that there are COVID cases in the program and the team is going on pause and that's going to happen, what's the first thing that you think or that guys think in general?
The first thing we do is just check on each other and make sure we're all good. We see, we hit the group message and see what's going on, if everybody's feeling okay. And then we just offer our condolences to the guy that has it or is struggling at that time. So we just check on each other first. We're very family-oriented. We'll make sure everybody's good. So that's always the first thing we have to do.
It's been interesting to follow across college basketball, the non-conference season mostly going on as scheduled, a lot of games getting canceled, a lot of teams have been unable to travel. When it first happened, what did you think it was going to do? I mean, do you think it was going to keep you guys out for 2-3 weeks of the non-conference season at least?
No, I didn't think that at all. I mean, we were supposed to travel that day to the Champions Classic in Connecticut. I thought only one person was just, the person who had it was just going to stay back. The rest of us were going to go, but with close contact tracing and things like that, it hurt us. So it was just tough to hear about not being able to play, especially in a big environment setting like that. So
that certainly would have been the highlight of the non-conference season. Jordan Wright, Vanderbilt's sophomore forward, is on the Anchor Down podcast here. How many days did you guys end up going without practice? Do you know off the top of your head?
I'm actually not sure. I'd say at least a week, but it might have been longer than that, maybe 8 or 9 days.
So when you guys come back from that, is there almost a preseason skill redevelopment type session going on, more so than game prep?
Yes, the SEC and the school have implemented like policies and things like that to where it's like kind of ramp up. You do certain days where you can only allow certain stuff. So it's basically just skill work and getting your conditioning back.
All right, enough COVID talk. Let's talk about your short season so far. The team is three games in. You've played in two of them, and you dressed out for the last game against Richmond. Were you not sure if you were going to be able to play in that game? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure. I practiced the two days before, Monday and Tuesday, and I felt good, but I still didn't know if I was going to be full go for the game. But I just got ready and waited for my name to be called.
It seemed like, I mean, you weren't sure if you were going to be used, but then game situation dictates you're going in the first 2 minutes. Is that kind of exciting for you to get called on that quickly when you didn't know?
Definitely, definitely. I love the game. I love to compete, so it was definitely exciting to get back out there with the guys.
When you were sitting watching from the bench in those early minutes when Richmond pulled ahead pretty quickly, what were you seeing as the separating factors?
Their energy. I think we came out pretty flat. We didn't have much energy. And they came out ready. They came out. They just wanted it more than us in the first half. So I just sat sitting on the bench thinking that, well, we have to turn this energy around and get into the game.
You were incredibly efficient in the game. 17 points, 7 of 8 shooting, made your only three, made both of your free throws. Why do you think that was?
Me and Coach Farage is putting a lot of work to get me back. So that just working out with him for these past, I'd say, week or so or more. He's got me ready. I've got my body back to where it needed to go. I'm just credit to the coach staff for preparing me, really.
What makes Farage a great assistant?
His energy, for sure. He's always one of the first guys in the gym. He'll train you whenever he's just always available to you, I'd say. His energy is just different. He has that charisma about him. Guys just like him. They want to be around him. So that's what we like the most about him.
He's obviously a former high school head coach at Whitehaven in Memphis. Does he have kind of like high school coachy tendencies? Does he hit any of those stereotypes?
Yes, he does. Definitely the hype. He always comes in gym hype. He gets us through our drills. Yeah, so he definitely has that energy about him from those like high school coaches.
Do you ever have to kind of give him the look like, this is a college team coach? Calm it down.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, he knows how to control it. I mean, sometimes he might get carried away, but I think it's for the better. Like, if we don't have the energy that he wants, then he'll get hyped. But for the most part, he understands it, when to tone it up and when to tone it down.
I love it. I love it. Jordan Wright is our guest here on the Anchor Down podcast, Vandy Basketball. And, of course, some sad news in the program this week. Jerry Stackhouse's father, George, died at the beginning of the week, 90 years old, obviously. A big influence on your head coach, and Coach Stackhouse will be away from the team for tomorrow's game while he's back home in North Carolina attending his father's funeral. What have the conversations just about that been like with the team this week, and what has Coach Stackhouse said?
Just being together. Coach Stackhouse talked about his dad always wanting to push forward and get through things and be strong through it. So we try to do that for him, and it's always going to be we go. Just come back and play as hard as we can for him and for his family and keep him in our prayers. And we pray that he comes back better than ever.
Do things feel different if he isn't at a practice like he wasn't today or isn't at a game like he won't be for the first time tomorrow?
I think we have a great group of assistants. They know his system in and out. So whatever he has planned, they know it. We're going to execute as players as well. So we know the system. We know what he expects. So, yeah, we can definitely feel that he's not here, but I think we proceed on as business as usual.
I'm always interested in talking to players like you who were recruited kind of late in their senior year by a new head coach, and that was the case for you with Jerry Stackhouse in the spring of 2019 when he was hired to replace Bryce Drew. What was it like getting recruited by a new coach that late in your high school years?
It was definitely, I'd say, surprising, honestly, just having him, Jerry Stackhouse, like NBA legend, just call you out of the blue. Like, I had no idea Vanderbilt was even looking at me. So he just called me one day. He was like, how you doing, Jerry Stackhouse? I'm like, who? And then ever since then, it was just Vanderbilt's like one of my dream schools. And then to have him coach me was just kind of like a dream come true for me. So it was definitely surprising.
Where were you considering before that?
Tulane.
So were you committed at that point?
No, I wasn't committed, but I was pretty close to it.
Okay. And he first talked to you, was that kind of right after he got the job? Was that late March, early April?
Yeah. He called me, I think, probably 2 or 3 days after he got the job.
Wow. And when he talks to you for the first time, or as you guys get to know each other a little better, how does he kind of explain to you this is how we found you, this is why we picked you on short notice, this is why we think you're a fit for us?
He said that he had, well, coming in, like, he has a lot of connections. So he said he talked to people, asking who was the best available and who should he go get that fit, Vanderbilt, the school, academically and in his system. And some people told him about me. So that's how that went.
That's awesome. And do you know who it was?
Yes, I do.
Are you cool sharing who it was, or is it a secret?
No, I'm not going to say who it was.
All right, we'll keep it a secret then. Jordan Wright's here on the Anchor Down podcast. Let's talk about the other two fellow sophomores on this team who were actually commits to Bryce Drew, who stuck around after the coaching change, Dylan Dessou and Scottie Pippen Jr., arguably already the two best players on this roster. Pippen has been great so far this season, really taking control. What do you think has helped him kind of immediately hit that next level to start the season?
I think they gave it a lot of experience last year, a lot of game experience. They know what it's like to grind at SEC and things like that. So, and just coming back stronger, I think both of them have just matured. Honestly, their bodies have matured. They're more athletic and they're stronger. So that's helped them out a lot. So I think that's just the reason why they've taken that jump. And I think that they're ready to be all SEC players.
I think we really see what you're talking about physicality-wise with Dylan, kind of growing into his body a little bit. Do you see him really fitting that stretch four mold now?
Yes, for sure. I think he's strong enough now to really bang inside. He can give you some buckets in the post. Last year, it was kind of he didn't really want to get down there, but I think this year he knows that he's strong enough. He knows that he can bang with anybody. So I think it's also confidence, and he knows that what he can do.
Jerry Stackhouse said after the game against Richmond on Wednesday that your team does need more toughness inside and more physicality inside, and if it can't come from the guys who have been playing, he's going to try and find it somewhere else deeper on the bench. How have you guys addressed that since then?
I think it just made guys work harder. The guys that have been playing, they know Coach Stackhouse always says we're deep, and so it's always going to be next man up. So if the guys are not being tough, they're just making everybody work harder because they want to play and they want to be in the game. So if you're not being tough, then you're not going to play. And it just made everybody go harder, honestly.
You guys will take another week or so off for the Christmas break after this game against Radford tomorrow. Do you see this as a big opportunity to bounce back with another big time off coming up?
Yes. This game is going to be a big one for us coming off a loss. I think it's important to see how we respond, come out with our coach and play as hard as we can and try to go out and get the win for him, and then going back to practice, looking over our mistakes and learn from that going ahead into SEC play.
Yeah, conference play is coming up soon. Jordan Wright, thanks so much for joining us. Been great to talk to you, and good luck tomorrow against Radford.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on here.
Thanks so much to Jordan Wright of Vandy Men's Basketball for joining us here on the Anchor Down podcast. We'll be talking to a player from either the men's team or the women's team most weeks going forward. We'll probably not do it next week because of Christmas, but after that, and especially once conference play starts, we'll have somebody every single week. Thanks to Eric Dolan, who is the sports information director for the basketball teams, and thanks to Eric for making this interview happen today. We'll be back early next week to talk about Clark Lee's introductory press conference, which we are expecting, hopefully either Monday or Tuesday. That has not been scheduled yet, but I imagine it will be early next week after he coaches in the ACC championship game, and we expect Notre Dame to play in the college football playoff and for Clark Lee to stay with them, but we will bring you everything that Clark Lee has to say of import from that introductory press conference, which I am very much looking forward to hearing in the next few days. You've been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz. It's the Anchor Down podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.